Hi, and welcome to the September 10th edition of Three Sides of the Coin, bite-sized episodes, brought to you by Mike Brunn from the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn. In Kiss News, September 10th, 1975. 44 years ago today, the album Kiss Alive is released and would go on to be the first gold album for both Kiss and Casablanca Records. Without the release of this breakthrough album for Kiss, who knows what path their career would have taken. A classic rock album which led to an onslaught of live albums from many bands during the mid to late 70s. September 10th, 2003. On this day 6 years ago, the Kiss book Nothing to Lose was released. It goes into great detail about the early years of Kiss from 1972 to 1975. In other rock and roll news, September 10th, 1981, Paul Di'Anno performs his last show with Iron Maiden in Copenhagen, Denmark. Immediately following the end of the Killer World Tour, Di'Anno was let go and was ultimately bought out of the band. He left a legacy of two historic metal albums, the self-titled debut and Killers. September 10th, 1991, Nirvana officially released their single Smells Like Teen Spirit from their major label debut album, Nevermind. The single had been released to radio 2 weeks earlier and had made little to no impact, which was expected. It was the follow-up single, Come As You Are, that the record company planned to push to Main Street radio outlets. However, college radio stations began to pick up the song Smells Like Teen Spirit, and by October, the quote, failed single was on MTV's Buzz Bin. By later in the year, the song was a hit. In comes the grunge era for the next few years. Rock and roll birthdays, September 10th, 1950. On this day, Anthony Joseph Perry was born in Lawrence, Massachusetts. Of course, he'd go on to be one of the most well-known musicians in the world as a lead guitarist for Aerosmith. For over 40 years, Joe has let the music do the talking. Happy 69th birthday, Joe. Subscribe to Three Sides of the Coin to make sure you don't miss any of our daily bite-sized episodes. Visit threesidesofthecoin.com. Follow my Facebook page, The Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn. And follow me on Twitter at Mike_Brunn.